Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Hiawatha?
This is he.
Hi, this is Nadine. I had a missed call with Local Splash.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I was calling you back. I'm trying to see if that offer was still available for me. Y'all have a spot for me in my area.
Oh, yeah. Is it for the flooring?
Kind of wanted to push garage door, really.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I know we talked about both. We talked about your HA Garage Masters, and then which was a new business you were starting, right? And then we also talked about, I think that was the one you were trying to focus on more instead of the HA floors and more, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me take a quick look here, hon. Let me see. Let me go here. Yeah, actually, there is a spot available for the garage doors. Is that the one that you would want to focus on now?
I'm sorry, you keep breaking up, so I didn't get exactly what you said.
Okay. So, yes, we do have availability for the garage doors.
Yes. If you see some availability for that, that's what I really want to focus on. I've got my promotional stuff and I'm switching over. I'm still keeping my HA floors and more business name. Yeah, but I'm working. I want to kind of promote this Garage Masters.
Yes, and I know you have the website for it too, right? Have you built the business Facebook page yet?
Yeah, I haven't did anything else. I got a little frustrated with the website I built.
Oh, okay.
So trying to see if y'all could help me a little bit.
Okay. So let me see. What's the email that you're using for the HA Masters, Garage Masters?
Well, email is still HA Floors and More.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And is it still the same phone number as well that you're utilizing? Okay. All right. Let me go here. And I know you haven't set up anything other than the website for the Garage Masters. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me do this. And Hiawatha, I know we talked about our Platinum package, which included both the Google and the Facebook marketing. And I was offering it to you at the discounted rate of $249 a month, month to month. No contract. Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly what we talked about. Because I waived the setup fee to help you with the pricing on that. Okay? So let me do this. And so any time that we correspond with you, it's either through phone calls, via text, or emails. And so that's why I want to ensure that this would be the best email for us to contact you on. And it's where we would send your receipt too, right? The ha.floors.more@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me do this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to find out I was trying to see if I could keep everything in one place. So I was trying to see if I could do a different website with you all.
For the garage doors?
Yeah.
Then what
I'm gonna tell you what my problem was with the other provider.
Tell me.
I couldn't get in contact with nobody.
Oh, wow.
I tried to fix something. I tried to do something. There was nobody to call, nobody to get in contact with.
Uh-huh.
That bothers me.
Became frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to need a website, right?
Yeah.
Do you own this domain, the Garage Master, Well, it's garagesmasters.com. Do you own that domain?
Yes. Yes, I bought that domain. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can recreate you the website, and the website, we'll create it using your domain. We'll host it, and we'll attach that website where your business is listed. Let me send you a quick example so you can see what kind of designs we have for our websites. Give me 1 second here. Let me pull one up for you. You get text messages on this phone too, right? That we're speaking on? Okay.
Uh-huh. But you can send it to my email. I'm online today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll send you just so that way you can take a quick look. Just so you have an idea of what the layout looks like. And the websites that we build are Google compliant, they're mobile friendly, and they help with your ranking too. So let me do this. Let's see. I'm just texting you the link real quick because it'll be faster for you to open it. Let me send it to you while I'm preparing the other emails. And the link, when you click on it, it's going to open it up. It'll say Elite Door Systems to kind of give you an example of the layout. What I love about our website, Hiawatha, is that it will adjust to whatever device the individual is looking at it from, whether it be their iPhone or their tablet or their desktop. It will adjust to that device. So it doesn't look distorted. Like, have you ever seen websites? Like, when you're looking at it from your phone, you're like, oh my gosh, you got to scroll all the way over. Now you got to, like, kind of try to shrink it down. So it'll adjust to it. Let's see here. Did that link come through to you yet?
Is it coming through email or?
I sent it through text, but I'm also preparing the email as well.
I haven't done it.
It's probably because we're on the phone too. Let me send it to you by email so that way you could take a look.
Okay.
This email that you're going to be receiving, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It'll say Google and Facebook Marketing. When you open it up, scroll towards the bottom where it says Custom Website so that way you can see it. And just click on the one that's, well, on my end, it's blue, but it's the hyperlink.
Yeah, okay. I'll figure it out.
I think I heard a beep.
Okay, let's see. Where it says click here?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. All right. Okay, what I clicked on is it says Local Splash where I clicked on that.
Okay. No, the email that you opened up, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Scroll towards the bottom. So it tells you price is $249 and it gives you what's listed, right, in the package. Correct? On the email?
You say toward the bottom or all the way to the bottom?
Towards the bottom, it's going to say customized website. So towards the bottom, it says custom website design. It's right after where it says tracking and reporting system. It's the one that is above where it says click here to see what we will do for your business. Don't click on that. It's the hyperlink above it that says custom my site.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going for right there.
Okay. So I can include that type of a website for you. It'll be included.
That is
and we'll
awesome.
Use your domain. Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, we can do that. I like that.
All right.
Yeah, simple enough. Got enough information.
Listen, websites, really? Aren't supposed to be all busy and crazy. You know what I mean? Like, websites is to get to the point, let someone read a little bit more about your services, view, you know, work that you've done, read reviews. That's what a website's for, right?
Yes.
And it's like kind of simple, but kind of classy, professional, not too over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, every time I look at a website, that's what I envision. I don't want nothing too busy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I sent you that first email with everything that's included in the package at the $249 a month. Do you remember, Hiawatha? I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay. I call it a 2 month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We don't hold you hostage here. Okay.
Gotcha.
Now I'm also sending you this other one that says client dashboard analytics. So what this one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you know how to track your results with us. You're not just going to take our word for it that the program's working, because you'll be able to see like what keywords you're listed for, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls you received. And so I sent you an example of what that would look like. Okay. Now,
which one do you want me to open up to see that?
Oh, I sent you one that says client dashboard analytics, the email, and it's just giving you an example of our reporting system when you're tracking your results.
Let me take a look at that so I can see what you're talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because it'll show you like the Google Analytics and stuff like that.
Let me see. Total.
So it just kind of shows you like how the reporting system looks. It's a really simple reporting system. It's nothing too complicated. It'll show you like how many visits to your website, how many times they called your business. So, you know, it will even alert you when you get a review, right?
Okay.
On the website, there's a form that someone can fill out that says contact us. We'll notify you if someone filled that out so that you can view what the message was. Sometimes people don't have time to call you. They need some more information. They might, you know, fill out that form. We call it a hot lead. We don't want you to miss anything. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Now, Hiawatha, what's your last name?
I'm sorry, what you said now?
What's your last name?
My last name is Andrews.
Oh, okay. It's just for the account purpose here. Okay. Mm-hmm. We don't list that anywhere. And then, so this phone number, the 404-599-5539 is the number that you would want listed for the business, correct?
Yeah, because I think my Google number, I was trying to get a Google number. I was trying to keep my Google number, but I think I lost it. Because I wasn't
using it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this is fine. This is fine, because the difference is if they get too much traffic, I'll go get another phone.
Yeah, and you would just have to update it with us, that's all. So we're going to list.
I just get another personal line.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and then just let us know so we can update it, you know, if you change it. So it should read as HA Garage Masters, correct?
Yes. I think I sent you my logo. I got a logo.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever received it. Yeah, you never sent it to me.
It should be on that website that you picked, that you looked at. Let me see. Where I can send it. I can send it so you can, yeah. Because I do want my logo on there.
Yeah, send me the logo just because I see like a garage. So I see what it is. H.A. Garage Masters. It's like a blue building with a garage door and it has the sun behind it, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I would suggest still send it to us anyway, so that way we have it specifically like that. So let me make sure that it has that H.A. Okay. And what's the address associated with the business? Is it like your home address?
No, the address is associated with businesses. Okay, 40. Give me 1 second.
No worries. Have you gotten your license and insurance yet, or are you in the process of getting that?
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
No, I'm gonna. I'm working on that today as well.
Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. Now let me ask you now. How long do I got before all this stuff is launched?
So, once you and I create the account, we schedule your client interview, if not the same day, by no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through that, the faster we're moving. With our timeline, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is created, you're listed in the directories, and you can start tracking your results with us. These can already start generating phone calls for you, okay? Within 7 to 14 days, your website is live, as well as your Facebook ads, which can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, with us getting you verified through Google, creating you the Google business profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, I will always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even though many times, Hiawatha, I've seen it happen sooner, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm still going to stick to that timeline because not only is it written in our terms and conditions, but I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay? Mm-hmm. So the reason that we're able to get the directories, the website, and the Facebook ads up and running a lot quicker is because we know that you need to start generating calls as quickly as you can, right? It's just that with the other, you know, it just takes a little bit more time, but we'll get you listed in a timely manner, okay?
Give me one.
Does that kind of clarify? Yeah, no worries.
So basically, basically what I was trying to find out is I will be visible. When will I be visible?
Visible in the directories is 5 to 7 days. Visible with the website and the Facebook ads, 7 to 14. Visible on the first page placement of Google is going to be 45 to 60 days because we're having to get you verified. Create the Google business profile. So that does take a little bit longer, but keep in mind all the other things that we're doing is going to still also help you generate calls.
Okay.
So
what do I need to do to help myself?
We need you to provide us, and I'll give you a list. Once I get you set up, you're going to provide us photos of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, business license and insurance. I know you're in the process of getting that. If you have an LLC or if you have an EIN paperwork, send us a photo of that, okay? Send us a picture of business cards that you hand out. We give you a list of these items that we need. Send us what you can, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. But that's what's going to help us get you verified faster through Google. You will need to do a video verification. Our technicians walk you through it. Before, Google used to send out a postcard in the mail. They don't do that anymore. They're almost 100% digital now. So what it's basically doing, it benefits you because it's weeding out the cream from the fat. This is how they're getting rid of the guys that are on Google that aren't legitimate businesses that are taking away businesses, you know, work from businesses like yourself that are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's a lot quicker process than it was like back in the day, should I say?
Yes.
But we help you every step of the way, okay? Does that clarify?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the address that you use for the business, is it a P.O. box or like a virtual office?
It's like a virtual office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Google?
When you say virtual office, it's actually an address.
Okay. What's the address? So I can look it up, and I'll tell you why. Google's real particular with the address that you use to verify your business.
Okay.
So I just want to look to make sure no one else is verified there.
4413 Dorset Court.
And Dorset Court?
Yes. 30058.
Okay, it's in Decatur, right?
No, 35, I'm sorry. 35.
Okay. Dorset, is it D-O-R-S-E-T? The street name?
Dorset, D-O-R-S-E-T.
Court, Decatur, Court. Georgia, 30035, yes. Right? Okay. Okay, perfect. It doesn't look like, well, let me see. This one's giving me a 4419. And you said it's 4413, right?
No, it's 30035.
No, the address number, 4413.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
It's okay. All right. So it's a house, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We're going to hide that address even so. So just so you know, that address won't appear anywhere on Google. No one needs to know like where anyone resides, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, majority of people, I'm going to tell you, they verify at their home. Like it's what they call a home office. So you're mobile. Mm-hmm. No one comes to you to buy materials or to pick out touch.
Yes.
So we don't want the address showing. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, Hiawatha, we're going to start going over the billing, okay? Today, you'll be paying the $249. I'm going to state that in a voice verification recording, and what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. It's also going to state, I'm going to state that it's a two-month verbal agreement. You're paying monthly, so I'll state when your second payment is going to be charged. And I'm also going to state that if you need to pause or cancel the account, all we're going to ask is that you make sure you call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge and we will part as friends. There is no cancellation fee, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you look at your text, you should be receiving a text message from me right now, and it's the number to our customer service department. So you will have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to call our 877 number. Now, our hours of operation are always Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Keep in mind, we're on the West Coast, so we're 3 hours behind you. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, okay? In that text message that I sent you, please save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash Hiawatha, so this way you never lose our number, okay?
Also, that's the one that I called.
Yes. See, you put my extension 623. Yeah. So call that 877 number, 635-6225. Just always save it in your contacts under Local Splash. Okay? Now, and then you'll just follow the prompts. Like I think it says 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and then it'll say if you're what department you're trying to reach. And so you'll just, I believe you could state like customer service and it'll transfer you to them. Okay? So that's like when you have changes to your account or updates, because they're going to be handling your account once I get it set up, okay? And we do everything in-house. Now, on that text message that I sent you, I included your username and your password. So your username is your phone number with no dashes and no one before the area code, and your password is all lowercase, one word, big friends. Okay?
Big friend?
Big friends. B-I-G, friends. Friends, F-R-I-E-N-D, as in David, S. One word, lowercase. It's in that text message that I sent.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. Is it just Hiawatha Andrews on it, or is there like a middle initial?
No, it's just Hiawatha Andrews. Just...
Okay. And same billing address, the 4413 Dorset Court?
No.
Okay. What's the billing address for that card?
The billing address is 607 Harvest Grove Lane.
Harvard Grove?
Harvest. Like
oh, Harvest. Harvest. Got
yeah,
it.
Harvest.
Yeah. Harvest Grove Lane. Okay.
Two words. Grove.
Yes.
Harvest and Grove. Okay.
Yeah.
Southeast.
Uh-huh.
And that area, that area, that zip code is 30013.
What city is it? Decatur as well?
No, Conyers.
And it does have the lane in it, right? Like you mentioned?
Harvest Grove Lane, Southeast, yes.
Okay. And then Conyers. Conyers. Okay.
Yes.
How's the weather over there right now?
It's nice. Nice today.
Man, we're and freezing over here. We're supposed to, we had a heat wave just not too long ago, and now it's freezing, and it's like gloomy and drizzling. I'm like, man, I don't know where to break out with the boots again, the sweater, or if I take out the flip-flops and the, you know, summer dresses. I don't know what's going on.
We all in North California?
North we're in California? Southern California. We're in Southern California, close to Disneyland.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's odd. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, these y'all don't have the pollen. Y'all don't have that pollen like we had.
Yeah.
That had us feeling really bad.
I bet. That yeah. would kill my allergies. Like, I would probably be, like, swollen eyes, stuffy nose.
Yeah. My girl's been suffering.
Oh, my gosh. Poor thing.
Especially my oldest daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
She's been suffering.
Tis the season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so before I take down the credit card information, I'm going to actually walk you through the voice verification recording first, and then we'll take down the card number, okay? So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
H.A. Floors and More.
Please state, okay, are the Garage Masters. So please state the name of the business that you want to be listed on the first page of Google.
H.A. Garage Masters.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm sorry, it broke up.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Your name and name of business.
Oh. Hiawatha.
It's okay.
Hiawatha Andrews, H.A. Garage Masters.
And what is your title within the business, Hiawatha? Are you like the owner, the president, the CEO of the company?
Owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes I'll tell you, you might get a company that's trying to call you to try to sell you other type of online products, and they are not associated with us. We're never going to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a security question on your account to protect it. This is how you're going to identify if it's us calling you or not. The security question can be a choice of either your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Okay. So you want me to give you one of those?
Yeah, so pick one of those three. Yeah, mother's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Brunswick. It's the city I was born.
Okay, perfect. So whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you when you ask that, then you know it wasn't us calling, okay? If they refuse to give you the security question, disconnect the call on them, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 1st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so what that means is that your second payment will be charged on May 1st, 2025 in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I texted you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? There's no cancellation fee, all right?
Yes.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me just go here. Now, the card that you're using, Hiawatha, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It is. It's Capital One. Yes, my Capital One card.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
It's 5108.
Uh-huh.
0503.
Mm-hmm.
2637.
Okay.
1395.
Expiration month and year?
March 29. That's 0329.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
342.
Okay. I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent both to your email as well as in a text message. You're going to start receiving a series of emails from us. The next thing that I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview. Now, the client interview, I block out an hour. The interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer during the interview, but this is really where the magic is going to happen, okay? The technician's going to speak with you about the website. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas of target. They're going to go over way more in detail, okay? I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. But it could take like 30 to 40 minutes for the interview, or maybe a little bit longer. Again, it just depends on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule, like, do you have room today for a client interview, like later on in the afternoon? Or do you prefer tomorrow?
I have it for, I have more time for today.
Beautiful. I'd rather knock it out, you know? So let me take a look at my calendar here. Let's see. So today, and whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. Okay. I have a 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Ooh. That like, let me see.
Or let me see what else I have. I might have a 2 to 3. Let me look.
Yeah,
I do have a, I do have a 2 to 3.
Yeah, I can do 2.
Okay. Let me do this real quick. It came back and it told me it declined from finance, but real quick, let me schedule this appointment and we'll go over the number again because it could be that I wrote something wrong. Let me just do this first though, because these appointments fill up really fast and I don't want anyone to snag it from me. Calendar invite to you really quick. The calendar invite is just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock. It will be from an 877 number, so you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If when we call you, like you're in the middle of something, Hiawatha, and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and we'll call you right back. Just say, hey, call me back in 5 minutes and we'll call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Now the card number, because when I enter it, it'll mask it. All I see is the last four. Do you want to repeat the card number to me? I have March 29th is your expiration date, and 342 is the number on the back, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So do you want to repeat the card number to me? Please.
You need it again? Oh, you did. You need it again?
Yeah, because it masses the whole number. All I see is the 1395.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it hasn't went through yet? It says it went through.
No, it didn't go through. It declined it. Mm-hmm. Or else you would have gotten a receipt if it did. I can try to run it because it gave me an error. It said declined, retry transaction.
Okay.
So I can try it before, or you might get something from your Capital One saying if you recognize the charge.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay.
That's what I just got. And I said, thank you. Okay, yeah, I just said, yeah, I do recognize the charge. And then we're processing your response.
Okay, so I'm not going to try to process it yet again. I want to give it a couple minutes. In the meantime, let's go over your notes. Okay?
Okay,
so let me go here. Yeah, I don't want to just do it right away right now. Like, let's give it a little bit of time to catch up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anyone else that you want to authorize on the account to make changes? Like, let's say in the event you couldn't call in to make a change. If you have someone call on your behalf and they're not noted on the account, we're not going to speak with them. We're going to tell them you need to get on the phone to authorize that. So do you want to put anyone else on the account or just you?
Yeah, you can put my wife on there.
Okay. And what is her name?
Her name is Ruby.
Ruby? And is that Andrews as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put wife is authorized to make changes. Awesome. Yeah, so this way, if she were to call on your behalf, at least she's noted on the account, you know? Now, when we're talking about the garage doors, you do installs, repairs, service. What do you want me to notate?
Everything. I do everything garage door. Install, repair, Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Preference residential right now.
Okay. And then I'm notating here, so let's see. You're in the process of getting your license and insurance. I'm so happy for you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Let's see. Oh, your Facebook page. I know you have one for the floors and more, but we do mm-hmm. need to create you one for the Garage Masters, right?
Yes.
So do you want us to build it through your Facebook page or your wife's? We would need the personal Facebook so that way we can create the one for the business so you have access to it.
Yeah, it could be through my Facebook page.
Through your Facebook? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do I just find you by your first and last name?
Oh, yeah. That means you're
okay. Fine. You're like, it should be easy, right?
Yeah. I'm not a real secretive person. I don't have a whole bunch of fake names.
I know. It's so funny. I'm not secretive, but I'm like limited who, you know what I mean? Just because
yeah.
I don't need the ex-husband being all nosy up in my business.
Yeah.
My husband, his ex-wife, she like just like, we bought a truck and she was just like, yeah, being all kind of weird about it. My husband's all, you need to unfriend her. I'm like, why? I mean, it's got nothing to do with me. He's all, yeah, but I don't need her up in our business. I said, okay. So, and then you're getting the, why aren't we friends anymore on Facebook? I'm like, oh Lord, here we go.
Oh,
you know?
Y'all already too close. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't need none of that. I'm like,
my
oh man.
Know. I don't even say my ex-wife know my current wife's name unless my son told her.
Right. Well, she and I are cool, you know what I mean? But she was just getting to like, oh, must be nice. You buy a new truck and this and that. And it's like, oh, my Lord. Like, you know, sometimes some people are just on there just to be nosy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I found your Facebook. And then now I'm looking back through my notes and you were targeting between 10 to 30 miles. Do you want me to set it at a 30-mile radius to cover?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'll go 30 miles.
Yeah. All right. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
Yeah, all three is fine with me.
Okay.
Text and phone calls is the quickest.
Is the quickest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all three.
Okay, perfect. And then when it comes to your hours of operation, are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I'm open for emergency anytime, but my main hours is Monday through Friday.
Okay. Typically like what time?
Okay,
like 8 to 6?
Yeah, 8 to 6, except on Tuesday, 8 to 4 on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, I have less time on Tuesdays.
Okay. Tuesday, 8 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put emergency services available.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, man, what do you do when you're trying to get out the door and then your garage door don't want to open? You got to call somebody, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take care of that within like 24 hours or less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Tuesday, perfect. Got that there. All right, and what are the typical forms of payments that you accept? Like, do you do cash, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Don't do PayPal. I do all
okay.
the other ones that you said. I even do check.
Cash, check, Zelle?
Mm-hmm.
Venmo?
Yes. And,
Cash App?
Cash App, yeah.
What about Apple Pay?
I don't really do Apple Pay.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. No worries. I just want to notate that. Okay. And then let's see here. I think I got all of that. and then this is yes. Okay. Let me go back to the billing. Okay, and I'm going to process that payment. Okay, so you should be getting a series of emails now. There's two of them that I'll need you to find. One is going to say initial invoice. The other one is going to say action pictures needed for Google verification. So it's going to be whichever one you find first. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So whichever one you find first, you're going to open it up.
Wait a minute, that was just, it just opened up a...
What'd you get? Or if you want to read them off to me, I'll tell you which one it is.
Okay, it says something about terms and experience.
Terms of experience, yes, perfect. Okay, mm-hmm. Did you click on where it says click here to accept your subscription terms? Was it that one you clicked on?
I think so, I don't know. I just
okay,
you,
what does it say at the very top?
It says, we send a copy of your invoice.
Yes, perfect. That's the one I need you to look at. If you go like a few sentences down, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
That's it.
It'll say, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email listed below. Please keep in mind, this is a recurring charge. And then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, let me see here. I opened up the link. So it should be in the link. Once I open
go back.
The link.
Go back.
Okay,
go back to where it says, hello,
so
Hiawatha. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Go back to that part.
Okay, let me see here. No, it gives me a number. It says to accept subscription terms if you have any questions.
No.
That's what I'm
okay.
Looking at.
Get out of that. You're in your emails, right?
No, I'm in my text message.
In the text message? Okay. So when you're looking at your text message, it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. So click on that.
Yes. That's
okay. Now it should open up a page at the very top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see towards the, it's like in the middle, it says mobile phone and it has your phone number?
Says Google phone number?
No, it's your actual phone number. It'll say mobile phone.
Yeah, see that.
And it has your phone number. Okay. Now there's three boxes right underneath of it. The first box, you're going to click in it because you're saying you agree to receive text messages sent to your phone from us.
Yeah.
The next box, you're going to click in it because you're saying you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that
mm-hmm.
your information is true and correct. And then the next box, you're going to click in it.
The automatic occurring.
Yes. That just means that every first of the month, you'll be charged the $249, But remember, if you need a pause or cancel it, just make sure you call 3 business days before so you don't get charged. Okay?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And then at the very bottom, where it's asking you to sign your name, you're going to type your name in that box next to where it says sign. Type it exactly as it reads there. Hiawatha space Andrews, and then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should open up a page asking you to put in a username and a password.
Okay, let's see here. It's taking a while, yes.
It's okay. We're almost done. Because I hear you working in the background, too. You need to keep working, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not I. Okay, yeah, it says username and password.
Password? Yes. Beautiful. Okay. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. So I would recommend you go in there within 5 to 7 days. So that way you can start viewing your profiles, okay? This is where you put your phone number is your username, big friends is your password, all lowercase, one word.
Okay, that's what you got.
Okay?
Phone number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, and no dashes when you put the phone number up for the username. That's the one that I sent you in the text with all the credentials for that, too. Now, there's one more that I need you to find that'll say action photos needed for Google verification. It either came before or after the initial invoice.
Okay. Let me see here. Big friends. So. Let's see here. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I need you to find, you're looking for the one that says action photos needed or pictures needed for Google verification.
That's what I do not see that.
Let me resend it to you because it probably got buried. Let me resend it. So what this one is that I'm going to be sending you again, this one is just the list of items that we need pictures of so we can get you verified through Google faster. Remember I mentioned some of those you might not have, like the business license and the insurance, because you're in the process of getting that, right? But send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a picture, like if you have an EIN already, send us a picture of that paperwork. Send us a picture of business cards that you hand out, or if you do invoicing, but not with your client's information on it, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to send us pictures of what you do have, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Just send us what you can. None of these photos are going to show up online. This is for our back office. So when we're getting you verified through Google. And I did resend it to you. You should have gotten it, or it should be coming through any second.
Can I talk about credentials?
No, I'm talking about the Google verification. Yeah, the pictures that we need. So I resent it to you.
It says your credentials for your dashboard. That's what it's.
No, it says action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification.
Because I got one for credentials again.
No, not that one.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the last one I got. I just got that one coming. Just came in just right now. It said local/Wacom. It says here's your credentials for your client dashboard. That's the one I just got.
Are you looking in your emails or your text messages?
text messages.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at this phone. Yeah.
It should be coming through any second. Because okay. It shows I sent it over a minute ago. We'll give it a few minutes. It could be that there's a little delay. Because it'll say, Hiawatha, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed forward. Please check the email we sent for more details. So are you able to check your email?
Yes.
Go to your email, hon. And let's see if it's there.
Okay. I do see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see it in the email?
Okay. Let me find the email. Yeah, I got it.
Beautiful. Okay, good. I wanted to make sure you got it because I'm like, wait a minute, let me send it again.
because I didn't see that. I didn't see what you were saying in the text message. But yeah,
right?
In the email it said action needed. Yeah.
Right. Awesome. Okay. So you'll just, like I said, you'll send us a pic, like send us pictures of what you do have on that list and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. When it's asking for the workspace, okay, that means like let's say you store your tools in a garage, right, in the corner. Send us a picture of that.
Yeah, I got a storage unit.
Oh, beautiful. Then send us a picture of that where you store them, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Hiawatha, thank you so, so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Now, when we call you today, you are so welcome. My pleasure. When we call you today between 2 and 3 o'clock, remember, it's going to be from the 877 number. So you just want to make sure you're answering all the calls within that hour. When
okay.
we call you... Okay, if for some reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call, okay, and say it, and we'll call you right back. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if it passes your mind, right, if you forget.
Okay.
If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to proceed without me.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Hiawatha, and then we will call you in a few hours, okay?
Thank you, Nadine. I appreciate you so much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Have a very blessed day, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.